My colleagues and I from the Jesuit Centre for Faith and Justice went along on Wednesday last to a rally outside Leinster House, which was joined by a march of students. So in all, it is reckoned that there were around 10 to 12,000 people there. And the rally was being held to coincide with a private member's motion in the Dáil, which had been brought forward by some of the smaller opposition parties. And it was basically a critique of government housing policy. What was impressive about the rally was not just the number of people who were there, but the very wide range of people who were represented, both in among the crowd and on the platform among the speakers. So you had, for example, people speaking from a direct experience of homelessness. You had people from the Congress of Trade Unions highlighting the fact that workers who are earning wages, maybe in fact have a reasonably good income, are still being very strongly affected by the housing crisis, both in terms of very high rents and in terms of being unable to buy their own home. You had a speaker from the National Women's Council highlighting the fact that women are disproportionately represented now among the homeless population in Ireland because of the number of families who are now homeless. So there was a very wide spread of people among the crowd, and so you could see young people, obviously because of the students, but you could also see older people. I know that RTE recorded some interviews with people who were there, and you had, for example, grandparents saying, my housing situation is okay, my children's housing situation is okay, but I am worried about my grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And you had people who were there who were interviewed who said, we were protesting in the 1960s about housing, and here we are again 50 years later. Mm-hmm. So it was a very wide spread of people highlighting a very wide range of problems in the housing system in Ireland.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, you would have got a great turnout of students because this is the time of the year. I remember myself being a student, and that's going back when it maybe wasn't quite as difficult or quite as expensive, but it was still really, really hard. It was always very difficult to get student accommodation.
Yeah, and it seems to be a really serious crisis at the moment. And the students were highlighting how unaffordable those rents are. Student representatives were saying they knew of instances of students who are commuting extremely long distances because in the normal circumstances they would be renting closer to college, but they simply cannot afford the rent, so they're staying at home and commuting. It's such distances are, you know, that are interfering with their studies. Secondly, they instance situations where people are unable to take up a college place because they cannot afford the accommodation. And they were also highlighting that student accommodation that is provided specifically for students is not subject to rent control, that this is referred to as a license, and so some of the increases in the rents being charged are extraordinarily high and completely unaffordable for the average student.
And I mean, you're with the Jesuit Centre for Faith and Justice, and I mean, we don't hear about the issue that much in the church, but is it a moral issue? Is it a church issue?
Oh, absolutely. There are many church groups directly involved in responding to the immediate problem of homelessness in particular. And, for example, you can think of Brother Kevin's work in the Capuchin Centre at Society of St. Vincent de Paul. Crosscare provides a wide range of services for people who are homeless. And throughout the country, there are other church groups who are involved. The Jesuit Centre has been speaking out on this issue for several years now, and just 2 days before the rally took place, the Bishops' Conference issued a pastoral letter on housing and homelessness, which highlighted the extent of the problem, the range of people who were affected, but importantly, it highlighted their position that housing is a right, it's a basic human right, first of all, and that it is a right to which every person is entitled. It also highlighted that housing cannot be treated as just a commodity and an investment opportunity, that the real need of every person, of every family to have a home, has to be given priority over treating housing as a market good. The pastoral letter covered a whole range of issues in housing and highlighted, say, the particular housing needs of groups such as the travelling community, people in direct provision, people with disabilities, as well as highlighting the broader issues of the unaffordability of housing for so many people in society.
If it were made a right, that would be a game changer, wouldn't it?
It would be an important signal of how important the society considers housing. When people talk about making housing a right, that could happen through legislation, but obviously the bigger and more far-reaching approach would be to insert a right to housing in the Constitution. That has been debated for years, and there is no real progress whatsoever towards holding a referendum on that. Obviously, that can only happen through the holding of a referendum, and there is no prospect that I can see of that happening anytime soon. And it is an issue that I feel is really important that people continue to press political parties on, because until political parties take that up and put through the legislation that will be necessary prior to the holding of a referendum, there won't be one.
Do you think they'll listen to this march now when they see that there was that many people turned up? Do you think that'll make a difference?
Obviously, I hope so. I think they might. The fact that the rally coincided with the debate, which in fact the government lost, I think might be an influence. This is only the first of a whole series of public events that are being planned. It is hoped that there will be a march maybe on a Saturday in November. So there will be events continuing throughout the coming year, all of which will be focusing attention on the reality of the situation, the huge numbers of people who are being affected, and on the need for a change in policy.
And I think it is the policy change, isn't it? Because a lot of people, maybe they want to help the homeless or they want to help people who are struggling to get a house, but they can't quite see how to do it.
No, indeed. And I think all of us can reach out to someone in need on a very short-term basis. We can make donations to housing and homelessness organisations. But very few people are in a position that they can provide a home for another person. That's a reality. So it is a case of policy changing, of there being a much stronger commitment on the part of government to a good social housing policy. That is the absolute key thing, and it was the key demand on the rally, that the government commit to building at least 10,000 social housing units per annum. We are not even a fifth of the way to that at the moment. And that's reflecting the core problem, which I would suggest, and the core reason for the increase in homelessness, which was that our social housing policy lost its way about a quarter of a century ago and has been increasingly losing its way. And by that I mean that instead of making a commitment to build sufficient numbers of social houses, both by local authorities and by voluntary bodies, to meet established social housing need, the government adopted the approach of meeting initially part of that need through subsidising rents in the private rental sector. And that approach has become an increasingly important and large part of government policy on social housing. But whatever hope it had of working, once the economy recovered and once the pressure has come on to the private rental sector, the people who are at the lower end, who are in need of social housing, have been basically squeezed out. That's the major cause of the family homelessness crisis.
I mean, I suppose the government would say, well, maybe the other system of council housing wasn't working too well either. Maybe that was their concern.
Obviously mistakes were made, but the reality is that local authority provision rescued tens of thousands of households from appalling housing conditions. It provided security, it provided affordable housing, and many estates which were built around large cities were highly successful. Yes, there were problems, but instead of making a commitment to addressing those problems, to taking measures to ensure that they don't arise, a lot of those problems arose out of poor management of estates once the houses were built. Some problems also arose because of a failure to provide sufficient social resources and community facilities. But those were all problems that could have been addressed. But instead, this approach of subsidising within the private rental sector was adopted, and it's still an absolute core feature of the government's policy, and the government appears absolutely committed to it. And in my view, it is a very mistaken policy. It's mistaken because there is no security for people in the private rental sector, so you have a situation where there are low-income households who should be getting real social housing, proper social housing, who are instead placed in the private rental sector and are vulnerable to homelessness. One of the people who was interviewed on the day of the march said the HAP scheme, the housing assistance payment, which is one of those rent subsidisation schemes, allowed me to move out of homelessness It has also put me back into homelessness, which I thought was a very telling and quite tragic situation for that family and for several others, because we hear anecdotal evidence of this happening.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of the time, the services won't deal with you until you literally declare yourself homeless.
That's right, yes. People know that they are about to become homeless, but the services do not trigger until the point where people actually become homeless, which I can't even begin to imagine the level of anxiety and worry faced by a mother with young children having to go down only at the point that they have now become homeless to get help, and then being told that they must self-accommodate, i.e. given a list of phone numbers to ring and try to find accommodation for themselves. And so frequently families who are in homeless accommodation have accommodation only for a very short time, then they have to try and get accommodation again, and so on. Now, the government has introduced what are called family hubs, which provide more security, which provide better conditions in many cases, but it is still emergency, it is still homeless accommodation. It is not a permanent home for people, and that is what people need and should have a right to.